Pope Francis's first words were of thanks to the 50 cardinals present on Tuesday morning, whom he said had made him feel very welcome, something he greatly appreciates.
Grazie, perché io mi sento ben accolto da voi.
The Pope then moved swiftly on to the first reading of the day, which recounts the persecution of Christ's followers after Stephen's martyrdom and their scattering to foreign lands where they spread the gospel. He said that the Acts of the Apostles showed that the missionary expansion of the church began precisely at a time of persecution, and noted that these early Christians had an apostolic zeal within them, and that this is how the faith spreads, even today, through the joy known only to the evangelizer.
A Gerusalemme, alcuno, quando ho sentito questo, è diventato un po' nervoso, no?
As was the case with Barnabas, originally sent out to check on the rapid growth of the communities, particularly among Greeks. Joking with the cardinals present, Pope Francis described this as the first apostolic visitation and perhaps the theological beginning of the doctrine of the faith.
L'inizio teologico della congregazione per la dottrina della fede. Questa visita apostolica di Barnaba.
This missionary activity, he continued, and evangelical joy that draws people to Jesus in great numbers is precisely what makes the church a mother. Pope Francis described the church as a mother of many who gives faith, who gives identity. But, the Pope warned, Christian identity is not an identity card. Christian identity is belonging to the church. And he added, quoting Paul VI, it is absurd to claim to believe in Jesus without believing in the church. And this is the road we must take to move forward, carrying Jesus in the bosom of Mother Church. Those who go down this road, he said, are never mistaken. I'm Emer McCarthy.